Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. After what's been another historically hot start to the week, we've got a little bit of relief on the way across northern Utah, with a very weak, dry cold front moving through the top half of the state. For tonight, overnight lows still on the warmer side, with minimums in the mid-40s in the far north, and mid-50s down the Wasatch Front all the way to St. George. You could get a few sprinkles around Salt Lake in Utah County right around midnight, but that'll mostly be restricted to the higher elevations. By tomorrow, around midday is when that cold front should move through, which could bring some more gusty weather along with it. That'll keep daytime highs at a chilly mid-upper 50s for most of northern Utah, with little change the further south you go. Cedar City in the mid-70s, and St. George still right around 90. Friday could bring some freezing temperatures to the far northern parts of the state in the early morning, so if you took an early start to planting this year, maybe bring what you can inside or try to cover things up. We'll still warm up quite nicely though, in the mid-60s for just about everyone besides St. George in the mid-80s. Beyond that, there's fairly high confidence in active weather returning again next week, with the Climate Prediction Center also forecasting above average precipitation over the next couple of weeks. So, we'll be keeping an eye on how things develop over the coming days. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.